Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, you know, just be part of the solution. Really, seriously. There is so much going on out there, so much you can get involved with, so much you can get, and I want you to get informed. Because getting informed will make all the difference in the world. In all sincerity, just look, there's a gazillion, is that a real word? There's a gazillion ways to make this work. There's a gazillion ways for you to get involved and informed. There's a bunch of ways for you to make sure that you're informed enough to fight back, to push back. You cannot. I don't know how to repeat so many times. You cannot let them walk all over you. You can't let them push this stuff down. Yeah, you know what I'm talking. I mean, first of all, I don't even know what to tell you about the Republican Party. What are we, 18 days, 17 days, however many days? No speaker? We can't figure this out? Seriously? And we want to trust these guys? Look, I'm a Republican. We want to trust these guys to legislate? I think not. I mean, my God, sweet, get your act together. This truly is ridiculous. And then who's the B team they're bringing in? Who's running them? Who's going to be telling them what and how to do? If you would. Yeah, I don't get any of this. You know, unless you guys want to tell me there's something different going on in the background that I am totally missing. Right? Come on, you're there. You see it just as much as I do. There's nothing new going on here. And just the mere fact that we can't even get in a room and agree on something, they get out of that room, and when we get out into the public, that thing gets all blown up. What, are they lying to us? Did they change their mind from the time they walk from the doors out to the House floor? Where does this make sense? Right? Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're getting involved. Right? I mean, seriously. All right, let's get back at it. I don't know if some of you heard today that, Joey B is just lost again. He is so lost. I mean, between walking off in the middle of an award ceremony, you saw that, looking around to see whose hand he's supposed to be shaking or not shaking, you saw that. I'm not making it up. It's like, oh, this is real stuff that's happening right now. And I love how many on the left, right? Many on the left won't open their mouth about these things. The man is going to get us in trouble. Well, he's already got us in trouble. He's already got everything in the Middle East just totally torn up. And please stop. My friends on the left, you guys send me some emails about. I'm just loving this. This is still all Trump's fault? How do you work that through without drugs? Obama did the same thing. Everything that went wrong once Obama get in was all because of George W. Bush. Everything. Right? And when things were good, when something good happened under Obama, it was because of a process that he put in place. Think about that. I mean, it's just amazing. Just amazing to me that we allow them to get away with this still. That we haven't spoken. We haven't said anything. We haven't started screaming about this stuff. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Oh, God. I got so much to go over. So much to get through. All right. You know, Biden is bust. I don't even know. I probably should wait on this one for Kimberly to tell me what the heck is happening. Because I have no clue. Which is nothing new. Right? But Biden, I won't even say it's Biden. They're saying it's, you know, Biden made a decision. I'm not buying by any stretch of the imagination. But they're saying that Biden busts century-old tradition, and he won't place his name on the New Hampshire presidential ballot, or primary ballot, actually. And the reason behind it, I don't know. I mean, really. Now, he won't file to place his name on the New Hampshire Democrat presidential primary ballot. The Biden 2024 re-election campaign announced on Tuesday that the president will pass on filing. Well, it's due to a pledge by the Democratic National Committee to discipline candidates who compete in unsanctioned primaries, like the one in New Hampshire. Now, I don't know what to sanction about it. I have no idea. We'll find out after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
That would help. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And I really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and getting engaged, getting involved. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com. Mike Liddell has made a way for guys like me to make a few bucks, and I do mean, we're not getting rich off this stuff, people. Make a few bucks, right, online, because it's almost impossible now to do that with Twitter or whoever, for that matter. You know, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. And the nice thing about it now, honestly, is, you know, you're getting a product. I'm not asking you just to throw money at me. You're getting a product. You're getting something you can use, something that you normally buy anyhow. So I do appreciate your time. I do appreciate what you've got going on. So head over to MyPillow.com. It's my way of saying here, save a few bucks on things you're going to buy anyhow. Christmas is right around the corner. And I do mean right. I know, right? Scary. Right around the corner. So you can get the gifts you need to get for your loved ones, unloved ones, you know, neighbors, relatives. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe gets you anywhere from 30 to 70% off. Head over that way. Let's see what we can. You're helping me out. You're helping Mike out. You're supporting things and issues that you know he's on your side with. And whether you like it or not, and I know conservatives are kind of tough in this area, right? Whether you like it or not, frankly, not. You need money to make this stuff work. Need money to make it happen. Okay, we're talking about how President Biden. Yes, that gets stuck in my throat. How President Biden or his team has said that he's not going to put his name on the primary ballot in New Hampshire. Reason being is that the DNC doesn't approve of the primary in New Hampshire. And we'll see what happens. I can't imagine that this is going to hurt him there. Right? Now, and Democrats have made fun for years, frankly, of Iowa and New Hampshire. As really not representative of the party as a whole for being largely white with few major urban areas. Oh, my God, that's terrible. See, they don't understand. There's people who talk about diversity. They talk about culture and the whole nine yards. Well, that's not their culture there. It is a white area. There are areas that are more black than white. There are areas that are more Asian. There are areas that are more Italian, Irish. Well, what's wrong with those? What's wrong with having that kind of culture? Right? It is amazing to me that they're so caught up in all of this. They think this is 50 years ago. Like, this is going to play. Like, this is going to... And it does work with the lower IQ, folks. New Hampshire has a half-century-old law that mandates that it hold the first presidential primary a week ahead of any similar contest. To comply with the DNC, New Hampshire needed to scrap its state law, protecting its first-in-the-nation primary status. And they want to expand access to early voting. However, the Republicans in control of New Hampshire, right, and both houses in the state, they argue this is a non-starter. They don't care. It shouldn't be an issue. It would make New Hampshire's not compliant, and the state would lose half of its delegates to the next summer Democrat. I that's going to hurt them. It's just amazing. Anyway, Biden's going to be challenged by Robert Kennedy Jr. He's well received in that area. Right? Now, he's going to seek the White House as an independent candidate. I think that's wonderful. Some of my friends are afraid that he's going to pull votes from the Republicans. I don't think so. After some of the comments that he made, I just don't think so. Well, like I was saying earlier today, the GOP, they can't get it. Getting a speaker should not be a monumental task. It just shouldn't be. I mean, the Dems have got it down. They kind of whip their people into place. If you want this, if you want that, you have to vote this way. I used to be totally, totally against that. But after watching what these buffoons are doing there, yeah, you heard me, buffoons are doing, something needs to change. Majority Whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota, he dropped out of the race for the Speaker hours after being named the House Republicans nominee. He won a majority of the GOP conference on Tuesday morning, took five rounds of voting. Okay, ran with six other people. It became clear that he didn't have enough support to outright win a house-wide vote. You know, they've got a razor-thin margin to begin with. At least 25 Republicans said they would not support Emmer in the House floor vote. More GOP lawmakers indicated that the role that the conference needed to move on to new nominations. Yeah, but to what end? No, really, think about it. Do we want a junior legislator in there? Really? No, I don't think so. No, really. You want somebody in there who knows how to maneuver, who knows how to play the game. Not who wants to, please. Don't mix it up. I'm not necessarily who wants to play the game, but who knows how to play the game. That simple. Now, shortly after Emmer dropped out, the offices of Reps Kevin Hearn, Republican out of Oklahoma, Mike Johnson, Republican out of Louisiana, he said they were both re-entering the race. I mean, think about this. This guy, Emmer, is the third person that was put up, was talked about, got a majority of the votes, not all he needed, and we still can't find one. And this is where, you know, General and I last night went round and round about this. You know, seriously, Matt Gaetz, shame on you. Why did you have this set up? Why didn't you know which direction you were going in with this? Why didn't you have it all laid out? Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, these are two of the highest profile House Republicans. Both forced out of the race because they were unable to get 217 Republicans to vote for them. It's just amazing. No, seriously, it's just amazing. Do they not understand what's at stake? I don't think they do. I really don't think that they, I mean, they see everything in D.C. They have no idea what's happening in the outside, or at least I don't think they do. It's very obvious. They infuriate. I've always said it. They're idiots. They do not know how to play. They don't know how to strategize. They don't know how to make things happen. And it is getting infuriating. Show me your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Rick Amato joins me right after the break.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
Israel's war against Hamas is in its 18th day as heavy fighting continues. Intense negotiations are reportedly underway to try to free a large number of hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. Israel has agreed to delay a ground invasion as the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt work to free hostages. Court documents show the off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot who allegedly tried to shut off the engines of a Horizon Airlines flight had taken psychedelic mushrooms. Joseph David Emerson was sitting in the cockpit jump seat when he said, "I'm not okay," before trying to pull the engine fire extinguisher handles. One pilot struggled with Emerson. He told the flight attendant, "You need to cuff me right now or it's going to be bad." He faces 160 state charges, including attempted murder. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of it. That's why I want you to be part of the solution, okay? And the way you do that is you get informed. It isn't, people, it ain't that hard. You don't even have to have a college degree to get involved like this. You know, really that simple. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Rick Amato joins me as he does pretty much every week to talk about the issues of the day, what's going on out there. And Rick, again, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me.
Sure. Sounds good.
You know, hey, Rick, you know, we hadn't discussed this earlier, but I've been talking to some of my guests about this over the last week or two. I don't know how old you are. I won't ask you. I promise. I'm in my early 60s. I have never seen such a hate for the Jewish community as I've seen in the last, you know, the intensity in the last few months, but truly over the last few years. And the pictures that are being painted about them in the community as a whole. Give me your thoughts. Have over your years of experience, I'll put it that way, have you seen this kind of hatred, or am I just been living under a rock?
Well, I haven't seen it like this as much as it has been in the last 3 weeks.
Right.
And something sad, well, the whole story is sad. It was on Drudge yesterday. I'm in San Diego, as you know.
Yep.
It was a story on Drudge yesterday that anti-Jewish pamphlets, letters, are being passed out in neighborhoods here in San Diego.
Come on.
that was my reaction.
My God.
Yeah.
Amazing. But go ahead.
I have an attorney friend who happens to be Jewish, and he once told me that the extreme right and the extreme left meet together. And I don't know if I agreed with it when I heard it, but with these letters being passed out that I just described to you, the local, it's been reported locally that they're being distributed on people's doorsteps by white supremacists. Meanwhile, we see what the left is doing in calling on Israel to be the bad guy, if you will, in response to the terrorist attacks by Hamas. And the whole thing made me think of the extreme right and extreme left meeting together. The difference is, not that there's any good here, but I do want to point out that extreme right that is passing out the letters and the extreme left, well, on the left, that happens to be more mainstream in the Democratic Party today than I ever imagined.
Yeah, it is amazing to me that kind of hatred. And then on top of it, what we're seeing, the stories we're being told or whatever, that are coming through from, what do you call it there, from these colleges where the Palestinians are the ones that are the good people, so to speak, right? Well, that they haven't done anything wrong.
That's my point, that the extreme left has become the middle of the Democratic Party.
God, again, like I said, it's just amazing to me. I look at this stuff, I say to myself, these kids are so uneducated. There's no other way. There is no other way to speak to this, but to say that these kids have been, they've been indoctrinated at this point. It's they've been so brainwashed. It's scary.
And Joe, you can't tell that story that you just told the college students supporting the Palestinians, and of course all non-military, you know, citizens are they deserve to have their life protected. No one is saying that civilians should be, you know, just attacked the way Hamas attacked Israeli civilians.
Yeah.
But to the point you're making, you've got to add something else to it. I mean, you point out that college students are supporting Hamas, Palestinians. However, you can't make that statement without adding, so are several outspoken college professors.
That's true.
And yeah. So we're seeing the college students, college professors, in some cases college presidents, supporting Hamas over Israel.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting.
Well, it's
I never thought I'd see this. And it really, not to go off on a tangent, but it really comes back
to...
Well,
go for it.
The first thing you said when I came on your show a few moments ago, when you talked about the Republican Party in Congress being all in disarray over naming a House Speaker, you said it seems like this party never has a plan in place.
They don't.
It seems like the left always has a plan in place. I don't think we got here, unfortunately, by accident. Here being college professors, college students, the media supporting Hamas over Israel. There's been a plan in place, and we're there now.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you from a standpoint of what we've done to these kids over the last few decades. This is not, you know, I've said this before. I don't know if you agree with this or not, but I've said this before where I've said, look, we as Republicans, we never seem to be able to get this right the first time. Right. And what we seem to want to do is, you know, we want to jump in the race or jump in the issue at the last hour, if you would. Right. And they have a long game going. The Democrats, the professors or whatever, they have a long game going here. And we need to learn how to do the same thing. Right.
Yeah. I mean, they being the left, to make the point of your long game, they've understood for several years that if you could influence young people at the college level, influence them at the high school level, and now we're learning younger. I never anticipated that. Then you can change. You can achieve your goals. And that's that. We don't have that long-term perspective, and it's proven out to be, unfortunately, accurate in their case. I mean, it's not by accident. I know it sounds like I'm off on a tangent here, but it's related to the point you just made. It's not by accident that we're having drag queen shows at elementary schools and having first, second, and third graders being able to tell their teachers what they think their gender is without telling their parents if they think they're not what they were born with. That is not by accident. It's not, and it's nope. It's with an end in mind. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that play out right now with the whole Hamas Palestinian thing.
I mean, okay, but I know I'm getting a little deep here for you, but I figure we could have some fun, kind of fun with this. How inhumane do you have to be to smile at, to not be bothered by, no matter what religion they were, no matter what group they were, 30, because I can't remember if it was 30 or 40, 30 or 40 babies being beheaded. How do you justify that in your mind? What kind of hate or evil are you possessed by to think that that's okay? You actually get excited about it.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
And in some cases, the brainwashing may be so strong that they don't even recognize it. The congresswoman who didn't, I forget her name, which one it was right now, the one from Minnesota.
Talib.
Yeah. God. Who didn't recognize that, you know, she blamed Israel for bombing the hospital. Okay, I'll give her a pass on the first initial reaction. But then it's come back, and the evidence points towards a misfire by Hamas. And she's not accepting that. And I think it's pure brainwashing.
But she proves our point. Where you keep saying it over and over and over again, and people buy it. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Rick when we return.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe's here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Rick Amato joins me, as he does from time to time on the show. Always appreciate, his time with me. And Rick is a political commentator, a syndicated newsletter columnist. He's also the host of Politics and Profits with Rick Amato. Rick, you know, I love to joke with you about the name of your show, only because it kind of, you know, brings to mind everybody thinks that, you know, all politicians are in it for the money. And
I agree, and that's one of the ways I initially became a conservative is because I don't care which party it is, you know, politics breeds breeds problems, you know, power and greed, and so I believe in minimal government.
Yep. No, I agree with you, but I'm telling you, man, these guys definitely, and I mean definitely, I'd like them to explain someday. And I think I've joked about this with you in the past, where I've said, you know, really, why can't you explain to me that you barely made $130,000, right?
Yeah.
Your assets, your net worth was not
much over $1 million, and you're in Congress for, you know, 8, 10, 12 years, and all of a sudden you're worth $20 million. What kind of investments do they teach you about there?
And of course, Donald Trump asked that directly of Joe Biden during a debate.
Yeah.
And Biden laughed it off, and the moderators moved on. But Trump should have stuck, should have pressed.
I would have. You're right. I would have come back and said, no. Explain that. You keep railing on the rich. You got a few bucks sitting here. How'd that happen?
Yeah.
Anyway, I get off on these tangents too. I think about this stuff and I go, how do you guys justify this kind of thing? Nancy Pelosi, hundreds of millions of dollars the woman is worth. How? Not like somebody left it to her.
Anyway. Right.
Yeah, right. So, hey, you brought up a good point earlier today, which was, you know, you had Michelle Obama had been like the tweeting queen here for a little bit, tweeting a whole, you know, 3+ stories a day. And since October 7th, nothing. And except for Mr. Obama, who decided that he was going to blame Israel for the world's woes.
Yeah, so as you pointed out, Michelle Obama consistently tweeted 3 times a day for the last 2 to 3 years. October 7th, when Hamas attacked Israel with a terrorist attack, she has not tweeted since. And then and our question is why? And then we see Barack Obama, who you referenced a moment ago. I'll touch upon that in a second. Now, some of my sources within the Republican Party tell me that she is following Barack Obama's blueprint for how he maneuvered prior to announcing his candidacy back in.
Uh-oh. Oh, do you have to make me throw up?
All right. What was it, 08? I think was that 08 he ran? Prior to running in 08, she's following his blueprint and has not commented on Hamas terrorist attacks. Barack Obama, prior to his announcement, backed away from anything high profile or, I'll use the word controversial, although I don't see it controversial, but it is controversial if you support the attacks and there's a large Jewish population within your party. Does that make sense? So,
oh, yeah.
She has not said a word since October 7th on Twitter after tweeting 3 times a day consistently every day for the past 2 to 3 years. Secondly, her podcast producer came out and attacked Israel for being the aggressor against Palestinians, against Hamas. And that was on a social media platform. It has since been deleted, and she's not the producer is not responding to any media inquiries. Yesterday, Barack Obama went on social media with a long statement, not a sentence or two. We're talking a long statement. He says Israel has the right to defend themselves, but they need to be careful and need to show respect towards Palestinians. What he did was he took a center of the road. He didn't blame Hamas fully. He didn't say Israel was the victim. He said Israel needs to be careful. And so this is part of also the blueprint of before Barack Obama announced his candidacy. When there was something that would draw disagreement among various parties, someone close to Barack would come out and make the statement telling everyone to be level-headed prior to Barack announcing his candidacy and Barack being silent on whatever that particular issue was. Take it one step further. Do you remember the Democratic Party, much to the chagrin of the people of Iowa, moved the first primary, Democratic primary, from Iowa to South Carolina. You're aware of that, right?
Right, correct.
Okay, and I forget how many decades it's been in Iowa, but it won't be this upcoming primary. Number one's being South Carolina. And the same people told me that Michelle is following the blueprint of Barack have told me that demographically, because the racial demographics in South Carolina favor Michelle Obama more so than they do Joe Biden or a white male.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, what?
I can't stand it.
If this is going to happen, we're going to find out real soon, because the Democratic Party has set up where candidates need to announce. I don't have the exact date in front of me, Joe, but it's sometime the third week of November. So we're like a month away from, if you're in, you're in. And now Sarah Palin came out a few weeks ago and said that she expects Michelle Obama to announce a candidacy. Ted Cruz came out just the last couple weeks and said if Joe is not able to announce his re-candidacy for the upcoming election, rerun for the upcoming election, look for the Democratic Party to parachute in Michelle Obama. So, you know what, and Joe?
I'm going to lose my dinner that I haven't eaten yet.
I will tell you, there's three other maneuvers she has done quietly that mimic what Barack did before he ever announced his candidacy.
God, if we fall for this as a country, I got to say, if we fall for this again, we deserve everything we get. Okay, we have sat back and watched them take over the education system and dumb down. And I'm going to make a point that I don't know if you agree with me or not, but, you know, remember the days, I made this the other night, I said, remember the days of Jim Crow? It was illegal to teach, you know, blacks how to, well, to educate a black person. Reason behind that wasn't because he didn't think they couldn't learn and you were wasting your time. It's because he knew that if he educated them, they would figure out what was going on and find a way out of their situation, out of their predicament, right? And... You're looking at the same thing now. Over decades, they have dumbed down the black community, the brown community, because the inner city schools are the ones that suffer the most. These kids don't know what the law is. They don't know what their rights are. They really don't. They don't know you can't protest the president out of an office. Okay, they don't know these things when they were pushing to get Trump out. You got AOC running around saying, "Well, we need to pass a law getting rid of SCOTUS." Really, you could do that? I thought from a constitutional standpoint, it was definitely the one branch you couldn't get rid of.
Yeah.
So,
weird,
you know, again, and this woman has an economics degree. That should scare you. You're all about, you know, you understand how this works.
Yeah.
My God. I mean, you could do a whole 3 hours on her alone. So, I don't know. Just amazing to me. Anyway, all right, we've got about 45 seconds left. How close are we to World War III?
Well, judging from Joe Biden sleeping on the beach in Delaware this past weekend, I hope not close. You know, Tucker Carlson says we're getting very close. I don't claim to have that crystal ball to know.
Yeah, I'm with him. I'm with him. I and it's out of ignorance that I think that we're there, because people really don't understand what's going on, and they're going to keep electing people. Don't realize that this is how they make their money. All right, Rick, I'm sorry. 10 seconds, quick. How do people find you?
Yeah, check us out online, youramericatv.com. That's youramericatv.com.
Thanks a lot. Brad Dacus joins us next, guys. Know what your rights are. Tune in. We'll be back with you.